You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
And Ashley was the first one through. Good morning, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
Good, great. Good. Thank you. Ashley is one of those names that used to be a dude's name, and then it became a woman's name.
Oh. That's awkward now.
Did you guys know that?
That's awkward.
Yeah, it used to be a guy's name, and then women usurped it.
What do you think about that, Ashley?
Typical.
Typical.
I'm going to give you a ding. You earned a ding.
What are you doing today?
Sounds like you're driving a little one around or something.
I am, yes. We're sitting outside a coffee shop. We're going to go in and have breakfast in a minute.
Yum.
What are you going to have for breakfast in the coffee shop?
It's just a little coffee shop, and they have like breakfast burritos and scones. So we'll probably each get one.
I like scones. Scones are good.
I love scones, man. I took one of those classes you can take. It was a place, I don't know if they're still open in Cherry Creek or not, but you could go in and you could take a cooking class.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody got me a gift card to go take it. And so I chose, out of all their classes, I chose the breakfast baking class.
That's a good choice.
Uh-huh. And they gave me the greatest all-time recipe for cinnamon rolls. But we also, that day, made scones. And
pretty good.
I kind of became a fan, man. Yeah.
Yum.
Oh, how does a big, plump cinnamon roll that's hot, where the icing is oozing off of it, how does that sound?
I want to use that as a pillow and lay on it. Yes.
Ashley, let's play some rattle off. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
All right, 10 seconds. We need 5 movies that star Leonardo DiCaprio. 5 movies with Leo DiCaprio. Ready and go.
Catch Me If You Can, Titanic, What's Eating Gilbert Grape. Gosh, he's like my favorite actor.
Time is up.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, right?
The Revenant, wasn't he in that?
Revenant. Once upon a time in Hollywood, that's with Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
did you ever
latest.
See that, Jared?
I have it on my DVR right now. It's saved. I haven't watched it yet.
Have you seen that one?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen
that one.
That's
good.
You said he's your favorite actor.
Darn it.
I know. I froze.
It's all right. It's all right. That's what happens during this little game.
No, I didn't mean that you didn't get the 5. I mean, how come you haven't seen the movie if he's your favorite actor?
Well, there's just too many animals die in that one for me, so had to skip that one.
Wait a minute. There's too many what in it?
Too many animals that die.
Yeah.
Is that true? You saw it.
Well, first of all, I don't remember that. But secondly, even if there were, it's not real. No animals were actually harmed.
Well, I know, but still.
Still, it's hard to watch. Why I don't watch scary movies and murder movies. You don't need that in your head.
How do you know there were, if you didn't see it, how do you know there are animals that were hurt or whatever?
You can, like, read ahead, like, on a movie and, like, find out, like, if a bunch of animals die before you go see it.
Is that what you look for in every movie, then? Do you do that?
Yeah, like, if there's a dog in the movie, like, I double check before I go.
Don't go see Marley and Me.
Oh, I know. That was when the Googling started beforehand, is after that movie.
I've never heard that from anybody.
Same,
before.
That's new.
Huh.
And hashtag animal lover.
You bet.
Are you vegetarian?
No, not that far.
It only goes so far, Jeremy. She's not turning down a steak.
I don't want to see him get hurt, but I'll eat him.
You know, we've enjoyed talking with you, Ashley. I hope you have a great day.
Enjoy that scone.
Thanks so much. You too.
See you later.
Yeah, have a great scone.
Bye.
That's funny. Here's Siobhan. Siobhan, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What are you doing today? What's on your docket for today?
I just got back from the dog park, dropping off kids and then
dog lover.
Dogs.
Dog lover. Animal lover. What kind of dog?
Three.
Oh, my God.
But the one that goes to the dog park is the 10-month-old black lab puppy.
Why does that one get to go and the others don't?
Because that one has to chase a ball for a very long time.
Yeah, he needs to burn off some energy. I love lab puppies. They're the cutest thing on the planet. They're so cute.
They are, thank goodness, are cute, because otherwise I don't think anyone would tolerate them.
Rambunctious, though, huh?
Yes.
What's its name?
Sure.
What's its name?
Finn.
Finn. That's a good name, Dom. That's a good one.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
You know, I was going for my, I go for a walk just about every day, four to 4.5 mile walk every day. And I go through this one neighborhood, and I was in there 2 days ago, and a dog out of nowhere comes bolting towards me. And behind him, about 30, 40 yards or whatever, is a mom and her daughter running after dog to try to catch him. And he's making a beeline for me. And, of course, runs, jumps up, paws on my chest.
Oh, no.
You know, practically knocking me over.
So he's friendly,
the mom is screaming, you know, for the dog. And the dog then bolts farther down the street after assaulting me. And the little girl comes up. She probably looked like she was about 7. And she stops next to me and she goes, "He's a very excitable puppy." And I go, "You think?" And it was a lab puppy.
Yeah. That is a cute kid.
It was a cute kid. It was a cute dog, except when he jumped up, he put his paws right where you know where.
Oh, really?
I was like, yes, that's a very cute dog.
You're going to run by that house every day now, huh?
It's a very cute dog. I just feel bad for the other dogs in your house, Siobhan. They don't get to go to the dog park.
They get to go. They just don't get to go as often.
Hmm. Boy, you know that that lab hears it when he gets home,
they're
too.
Like glaring at him.
Teacher's pet, man.
Look who's the chosen one. What are the other two dogs' names?
Bella and Olivia.
Bella and Olivia hate
Finn. Bella's, I know, but Bella's old and she hurts, so she just gets to go every once in a while.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's, did you say she's old and she hurts?
So.
She does. She's old and she has arthritis.
Well,
and,
nothing better for those older dogs than to get a puppy in the house, I'll tell you that. It really helps them along. They love it, those older dogs. Yeah. They love
time for a new accessory, right, Siobhan? Just get the next dog.
They love it when those new puppies come in and jump all over their arthritis limbs.
Funny.
But when she's, both of them are 120 pounds, so she has a little bit of fiercity for her. So
big dogs.
They keep each other in check.
All right, we better play this game.
Oh, yeah, we're playing a game, weren't we? I was too busy talking about the dogs. 10 seconds. Siobhan, this one was suggested by Mr. Josh, our producer. He wants you in 10 seconds to name 5 different types of beans, as in the food that you eat. 5 different types of beans. Ready?
Oh, my goodness.
And go.
Garbanzo, kidney, pinto, cannelli, and bean.
No, where's the simple green bean?
The refried bean, the lima bean.
Oh, so close.
Darn it.
Man, I thought you had it.
I know. I had it, and then it slipped my mind. It's a way in. But thanks so much for letting me play. It was fabulous.
Well, we enjoyed talking to you. Have a fun day, okay?
Thanks. You as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's the trick, really, to rattle off. It's not the game. It's just the BSing. That's what we like.
Yeah.
Hi, Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you.
How many dogs in your house?
2, and I'm on my way to the dog park.
Look at that. Lucky
Colorado
dogs today.
People and their dogs.
Well, hey, man, it's nice out today. People are like, we got to get these dogs out. All right, so what kind of dogs and what are their names?
I have a Pitador and a Yellow Lab Husky mix, and their names are Porter and Barley.
Porter and Barley.
We're homebrewers.
I love those names. Those are that's like what you should be naming dogs. That's fantastic.
It's Barley and Me.
Oh, like the movie, but different.
Stupid.
Porter and Barley. Very cool. We'll have fun. Don't step in
have
poo.
A good time at the park.
I'm sure it's a mud pit.
Put that phone. Hey, Lisa, put that phone up to your mouth, all right? You got it down below your chin. Put it up to your mouth.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can. There you go. Yeah. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
As ready as I'm going to be.
I can't ask for more than that. 10 seconds. Five, because it's coming up on Monday, five traditional Valentine's Day gifts. Five traditional gifts you might get someone for Valentine's Day. Ready and go.
Card, flowers, lingerie, chocolate, I don't know, money.
Money. You celebrating Valentine's Day with a hooker?
My grandma still sends money every, you know, holiday, so.
Yeah, all right. That's fine. Yeah, my my grandma's.
Well, that's quite a Valentine's Day. Hey, there's a 20 on the counter. So,
Goes with the lingerie.
Oh, my God.
All right.
God.
Yes, yes. Yes.
You know, I'll take
yes.
it. You're a
winner.
Sort of. Just because you made us laugh, mostly.
So. Yeah, that was a good laugh.
This is why we love this game so much. Hey, have a great time at the doggy park. And if you will stand by, Josh will tell you about that prize, okay?
Thanks, guys. So much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I love our listeners.
Good calls.